We're sorry. All of our representatives are still assisting other customers. Please remain on the line, as we value your call.
If you valued my call, you'd answer the phone.
Don't get me started, Ronz.
Well, we have to get you started because all of us have called customer service. There's not a single person who's listening who has not called customer service.
Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. So,
and by the way, you're still on hold. I could hear your phone.
Yeah,
going.
I'm on. Should I turn it off? They're not going to answer. I guarantee you. All right, I'll turn it off. So, New Year's Eve, I'm having lunch with my nephew and his fiance. And we're having a lovely conversation, talking about the wedding, you know. And they mentioned, this young couple, that they were very aggravated about having to pay their personal property taxes. Which reminded me, I don't think I've paid my personal property tax. So I got home, I got online, and I paid my personal property taxes. And then when I was balancing my checkbook in January, I realized that I had already paid my personal property taxes on December the 9th.
Oh.
So I paid it twice.
Okay.
So I want to get my money back. You know? It's my money. And it's not a small amount of money.
John, nobody else should have your money.
No. So I called the St. Louis County Department of Revenue.
Oh, you should get through quickly.
I got the answering machine.
Oh.
They punched 3 to talk to a representative. I did that. And then I was on hold, Ronz. I was on hold for 57 minutes.
57 minutes.
And I hung up, and I called the main number for St. Louis County and punched through, and I got an actual person, and I said, could you please ask somebody from the Department of Revenue to call me back? She says, I can't do that, but I can give you their number, and I'll transfer you. She transfers me. I'm now on hold for 40 minutes. I'm sitting at my desk. I'm working, you know, and this horrible music is on. Please continue to hold. The next available operator will be with you shortly. Well, that was a lie. And so then I thought, okay, I'm going to get online. Maybe there's some portal out there. I can go and communicate with the St. Louis County Department of Revenue. So I get online. I find their website. And there's no place to click to talk to anybody, but there's an email address. Department of Revenue Collector at stlouiscounty.mo.gov, whatever it is. So I send them an email. This was 2 weeks ago. I have yet to receive a response to that email. Now, these people owe me about $1,200, and I can't communicate with them. There's nothing I can do. And I call. They don't answer. I email. They don't respond. This is not good.
How?
St. Louis County Department of Revenue, folks. Horrible.
So,
I'm very aggravated. Is it
the kind of thing where if you were calling to pay a bill, they would answer right away?
I would imagine. Yeah. When I went online to pay my personal property taxes for the second time, right into the system, there I am, there's the amount I owe. Didn't indicate that I'd already paid it. And
now, there should be like a fail safe there or something.
One would think, Ronz, one would think. But this is a government, and I'm paying for it. And I'm paying for it twice, as a matter of fact. And they don't answer the phone. How many people work in the St. Louis County Department of Revenue? That's my question. Because none of them are answering the phone when you call in.
What if it's nobody?
Well, it could be nobody.
What if nobody works there?
Well, maybe there is no Department of Revenue. But they do have a phone number. 615-1500, hit number 3 and... stay on hold.
Don't give the number because the people are going to call, and then it's going to reduce the odds you get an answer.
How many people could possibly be calling the St. Louis County Department of Revenue on a Tuesday morning at 9:17 and remaining on hold?
How many times have you called them?
This was my third today.
When you just called?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very aggravated. I don't like it.
So if you work for the Department of Revenue...
If you work anywhere in St. Louis County... If you are a St. Louis County employee... 436-7900. We'd love to hear from you. If you work for the St. Louis County Department of Revenue, 314-436-7900, we won't call you. You call us, and then maybe we can take care of figuring out how you can refund. Now, this was my bad. I paid it twice. I mean, stupid. But they owe me money, and they won't answer the phone.
And it's funny that we are talking about this now, or that you're having this issue, because we are going to talk to somebody who's the author of a new book.
You're talking about Amos Tanuma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Amos Tanuma has written a book called Hold, The Suffering Economy of Customer Service.
There it is.
And we will talk to Amos at 11:30 today about how customer service is becoming less and less human.
It's AI.
It feels like it's kind of been pretty robotic for a long time.
Yeah.
But now that's accelerating.
I'll tell you who's got a good AI. I mean, maybe the best in the business. Jet's Pizza. You call and you get the AI bot there at Jet's Pizza. He remembers that I'd called him, 3 weeks ago.
Does he sound like a human?
Ish. Ish. But he clearly, and he clicks away, you tell him you want the four corner Detroit style pizza with pepperoni, black olives, mushrooms, onion, extra cheese. And, he spits it right back at you. And as soon as you do that, he said, would you also like the, chicken wings that you ordered the last time?
Oh, he remembers your
order. He remembers my order. And he calls me John. And and then he repeats it all back to me. And he said, did I get that right, John? And I said, yes, you did. Thank you so much. And he said, you're very welcome. And he said, we will text you pickup time. And sure enough, you hang up. Boom. The pickup time is in your text chain immediately.
Are you sure this isn't just like an awkward human?
Nobody
sounds robotic?
No, because he's clicking. You can hear him when he's clicking. Talk. You hear the clicks in the background. And
is that while he's thinking?
Yeah, he's thinking about the wisdom I have imparted to him about this pizza that's magnificent. The four corner Detroit style with pepperoni, mushroom, black olives, and onion and extra cheese. And he nails it.
What if your Jet's Pizza experience is as good as artificial intelligence gets?
I could live with it.
It could be
I
the could peak live with AI.
It, buddy. I could live with it.
I'm okay with that too. I don't need it taking everybody's job.
Right. But this is kind of nice because when you order with a human being, they get stuff wrong.
They can.
They absolutely can. The other day, I'm in the drive-thru. Here's your sweet tea. No, I said. I ordered unsweet tea. So then they had to go pour out my sweet tea. They had to pour the unsweet tea. Everybody behind me is getting aggravated while I'm pouring my tea. People get stuff wrong. The guy at Jets, whoever he is very good. I got to say.
St.
Louis County Department of Revenue, on the other hand, not good at all.
I've told this story before. Pajeski has heard it. You have not heard it, I think. My old roommate used to run a few Jimmy John's stores in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so he was telling me the story about how he had a bunch of young kids that worked for him, answering the phones, taking orders. And it's lunch rush, and they're going through all the tickets. And he looks at a ticket, and one of the tickets says, all those shoes. That the location was all those shoes. And he says, what does that mean, all those shoes? And it was all those shoes on Michigan Avenue. He's like, I don't know what the hell that means. What does that mean? And she goes, I don't know. They said all those shoes. He's like, do you mean all those shoes? ALDO, all those shoes? She's like, yeah, I guess that's it. Awesome. Really funny. And also,
yes,
this is a customer service thing, but it's not a phone. Have you ever gotten iced coffee from McDonald's?
I have not.
Dude.
Yes.
It's the worst. They have good hot coffee.
Yeah, I agree.
Iced coffee. And they give it to you. It's like all milk. It's just a big cup of milk with a splash of coffee in it.
Well, that's
And I
good.
Got that, and I drove away, and I went, this does not look right. I went back into the drive-thru, and I said, can I just get a little coffee?
Yeah.
Or a little milk and mostly coffee? And they looked at me like I had seven heads.